This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The All Crimes Enforcement Team, with help from the Moffat County Sheriff's Office and Craig Police Department, made multiple arrests Wednesday afternoon in the 600 block of East Victory Way in Craig. It was from a drug-related search warrant. Some of those arrested had other outstanding warrants. A press release from the Sheriff's Office says there will be more arrests. A very large rock slide Wednesday morning closed Highway 40 west of Milner in both directions for most of the day. Colorado State Patrol says no one was hurt. CDOT crews had to blast that big rock to get out of the road. Holiday lights are going in on Lincoln Avenue in downtown Sebo Springs today and tomorrow. The parking lane of eastbound Lincoln Avenue will be closed today. The parking lane on westbound Lincoln will be closed Friday. Work is from about 6 in the morning to 4 each afternoon, starting from 12th down to 3rd. A mountain lion has been spotted near the area of Old Town Steamboat Springs. Be aware if you're in that area. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners will join a Zoom workshop this afternoon with representatives from Colorado Department of Transportation concerning potential passenger rail service in Moffat County. Hayden Town Council meets tonight. The Maple Minor subdivision will be discussed, as will regulation of the use of unmanned aircraft systems like drones. Local high school students involved in FFA met in Hamilton this week to learn about identifying plants in the rangelands of Northwest Colorado. About 75 kids were there from FFA chapters in Sirocco High School, Moffat County, Hayden, Meeker, Coleridge, and West Grand and Kremling. Eric Wellman and the Hayden FFA chapter organized the event to engage the kids with the outdoors.
How can we be better stewards of the land? How can we utilize this not only for livestock, but also recreation, wildlife management, all these pieces that are really important to what the future of Northwest Colorado is going to be as we look forward.
Bugs and snakes and plenty of plants are back in Butcher Knife Creek. Now, science students at Steamboat Springs High School have been exploring the creek after the restoration project. Bennett Colvin is their teacher.
So the macroinvertebrates will determine our water quality. Certain insects are going to be present when water is good and the stream is in good health, and they will be missing when the stream needs work.
Grace Alexa and Violet O'Connell are both seniors.
The creek has made like a lot of progress, we know, in the last year or so.
I mean, we come and we sample, and so we can take it back to the classroom and just see all the progress.
The U.S. Nordic combined team has been announced. Steamboat Springs, well represented. Siblings Annika and Nicholas Malasinski have both made the A-team. Alexa Brabeck's on the women's B-team. The development team has Haley Brabeck and Ella Wilson for the women and Arthur Tyrone for the men. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.